Exercises 1 through 3. Steven Spielberg's early movie mentor was Chuck Silvers, head librarian at Universal Pictures. In the summer of 1965, 17-year-old Steven, visiting his cousins in Canoga Park, took a tram ride around Universal Pictures. The tram was not stopping at the sound stages where Steven wanted to go, so he sneaked away during a bathroom break and started wandering around. Steven remembers, "I met a man who asked what I was doing, and I told him my story. Instead of calling the guards to throw me off the lot, he talked with me for about an hour. His name was Chuck Silvers. One of the things they talked about was the films that Steven made in his spare time. Mr. Silvers gave him a studio pass, and Steven showed him some of his films. Even that early in his life, Steven had talent, and Mr. Silvers recognized it. Eventually, Steven made a 35mm film to demonstrate his talent to movie studio executives. Mr. Silvers saw it, was impressed, and telephoned the president of Universal TV, Sidney J. Sheinberg, to say, "I have a 26-minute film here that you must see. You've got to see it tonight because someone else is liable to see it tomorrow." Mr. Sheinberg saw the film, was impressed, and offered Steven a 7-year contract. Steven says, "I quit college so fast I didn't even clean out my locker." Steven told Mr. Silvers about the contract and asked what he could do to repay him. Mr. Silvers replied, "I want two things. I want you to help in any way you can young people like yourself. What was the second thing? Whenever we meet, I want a hug." Later, in fact, 26 years later, Mr. Silvers says he kept his word. "Every time I see Steven, I get my hug."